Blog Talk Radio. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yes, even good night to some of you on the other side of the planet Earth. How are you? This is Helena Steine Hornstein saying hello yet again. I hope you're well and happy, because this is what it is all about, actually. We were never meant to be unhappy and unwell. If you believe that, you have to really change that mindset. I was going to be back with you, I said earlier, like last week, but then I had house guests. And this is something that happens when you live in Florida. You have house guests. They just happen to come your way and say, hello, it'd be so nice to see you for a while. And move in. So that happened. And of course, it's very nice to say hello to them. And it's even nicer to say goodbye. Until next time. That was it. So I'm saying hello yet again to you. We are going to speak about energies today, I see. But first I want to say, I was outside this morning and just got back. It's so beautiful. My God, there are times when I'm really grateful for living in this beautiful part of the world. Although there are times when I don't think so at all, when you have those big storms or when you have that incredible heat hitting you. But a day like today, the wind is perfect, the air is perfect, the sky is perfect, everything is so perfect. It's just a delight to be out in this beautiful atmosphere of beauty. So, yes, now I was going to go into talking about the subject today. I see it's overcoming energy viruses. And first I would like to say to those of you who are new and never listened to me before and you just stopped by because you were going to speak, because you thought I was going to speak about something high tech. How to get rid of your energy viruses on your computer. And I'm sorry, I'm not the right person for you. You might want to stay on anyway because I have something to say. Like always, I don't understand the energy viruses on a computer. I ask experts for that. I have experts come and fix that for me. And then I just say thank you very much and move on in my world of energies. But different kind of energies. But we're going to talk about the energy called virus today. And what is a virus? We have all heard about viruses the last couple of years. That's all we have been speaking about during the pandemic. And we know that a virus is actually a negative energy. It is an energy germ, I would say. And it multiplies, and it reproduces, and it causes problems. It causes sicknesses. It causes something very negative. You cannot just end it the proper way. It just has to run its course. And we have gone through that these years with the coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus, whatever we should call it. And we're here. Most of us made it through it. I noticed when I worked with people, because I had so many calling me up during corona. First of all, they were terrified of getting it. And the other ones called up because they were having that virus and they were scared of it. And it's an energy I noticed the COVID virus was an energy. The more scared you were of it, the more it seemed to be attracted to you, the more it came your way. And once you got it, the more scared you were of it to hurt you, the more it did hurt you. And I say this because I've really seen that reaction out there. I have had COVID 3 times myself. The first time I got it was before people had any kind of remedies for it. And everyone was just terrified. I got sick because when there is a virus around, somehow I always catch it. Somehow I overcome it very quickly. Now I got it this time, and it was running around here in town, and each case was kind of reported in the paper. Now, so one more case, and so on. I called up my doctor. I have my doctor, like everyone else, and I said, I believe I have COVID. You had no tests in the beginning. So I was told, oh, don't come here. Call an ambulance. I don't call ambulances myself. And I live alone, so I let it pass. And just had a few days when I was not well, but I was not scared. And the last night I had it, then I started to get a little bit scared because it really hit my chest and was burning my chest up. I thought I was on fire. But I sat up in my bed and put myself in the light and cleared away my fear because I was not willing to allow the fear to be my boss. And in the morning, I was fine. And I was fine ever since that day. So this is very important, again, that you decide where you want to be when you have, like, a virus, a physical virus, a medical physical virus coming your way. Don't make it your boss. You have to make the cure, the wellness that you wish for. That is going to be your boss. And then that was the same thing I did with those I was working with, because I looked into them and brushing away those shadows of the fear and allow the light to come in. So that is what I call energy work, that we have to use when it comes to energy attacks. But that's not the only energy I'm going to talk about today, the energy of the viruses, the physical viruses, the illness viruses. I'm going to talk about the other viruses, energy viruses, the ones we are creating among us, among ourselves. We do that. We do that almost every day. And how do we do that? Well, first of all, you do it for yourself. And you wonder how? You start. Maybe you look at your bank account, your bank statements, and you see, oh, this doesn't look good. And I have my income is not that great, and I see my expenses are a little bit too bad. I had a man call me up, and he says, what shall I do now? I only have money left to live on for the next 7 months. And that was more than 7 months ago. And I say, well, first, calm down. And know what comes first in your life. And I go back to this with first commandment. It's what you put first. And I put this love and light first. Or like we have learned from the Bible, put God first. But when God is love and light, that's what you still put first. So I said, now begin to think positive. And don't think money. Just think everything is going to be all right. Cut down, of course, on your spending, but then expect somehow a miracle is going to happen. And just making him calm down, because once you have this in you, the fear, oh, how am I going to do this? I have nothing left to live on. You create this virus in you, a self-inflicted virus, and it grows and it grows out of you even to those around you, and those who can help you anyway, they will stay away from you for sure. Because you have, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, I have no money. It's not a good idea ever to put that negative first. So first of all, don't create this energy virus for yourself. It never, never works properly for you. There is something you have to apply, the law of grace. And I never quite knew what grace is, but it is something I would call an undeserved favor. Something given to you for free. And that will inspire you for good, for building up something for the good. You can start doing that. That is something you do to hit back that energy virus that you have created. Because you said, by the grace of God, yes, you have this favor that you can get from the divine powers. It just means you start to think positive. There is something to that. Norman Vincent Peale was the one who introduced that, I think, in this country years and years ago, that, oh yes, think positive. And it turned to be something that in the end was something you laughed at. But somehow it works if you put the positive first instead of the negative. At least you feel better and you send out the right energies. And that way you attract the good energies, and that will come into you. So we have this tendency to create this bad energy. We see that now in the leadership, particularly of this country, the wonderful United States of America, that is now completely under the power of energy viruses, created the political parties. Both of them, but one party more so, because they have a leadership of completely just creating chaos. And this is what negative things do you. This is what the virus that gets on fire does to the world, to us. It creates a chaos. It means only that someone who is in leadership spreads out something, and that just flies out everywhere without any control at all. And it seeds place. It just creates more and more and more and more of that. I heard a good story on satellite radio that I listen to all the time. That's the Sirius radio, you know, the satellite radio. And you have different programs there. And I listened to Dr. Laura, who is a psychologist, also of a mature age. And when you come to that mature age, you tell a lot of stories and you have a certain wisdom. And she told us a story about well, it was a story she had been told, and it was about the rabbi. I would probably put more my priest or my pastor or something like that. But she said, now the rabbi. And the rabbi, he just told one of his people who had come to him for advice, because he had created what I would say today, an energy virus. He had spread out a rumor about a woman, and it was very hurtful. for her and for her family to have that wrong statement circulating in his community. So he asked his rabbi, what shall I do now? And the rabbi said in his wisdom, well, you take a pillow full of feathers and a knife or a pair of scissors, and you go up to the biggest tower you can find, or the biggest mountain you can find, and stand up on top of that and make sure it's a windy day. And now you will cut that pillow. And the man did. He went up, he got his pillow and a pair of scissors, and he went up in the tower, and there was an opening in that tower, and now he stood there and cut his pillow in pieces, and out flew those feathers all over the place. The wind caught them and blew them way over the city, over the roofs and in the street and everywhere. And he looked at that and was quite impressed how those feathers could spread all over the city. Now he went back to the rabbi and he said, well, I did spread out all those feathers all over the city. It was interesting to see how they flew so far. And what do I do now? What can I do to get those feathers back? And the rabbi said, in his infinite wisdom, you can't. You can't get them back. And that is what I want you to know and to find out. Look at the consequences of your word, of what you do to your story. You send it out there. There is nothing you can do anymore. You can go out and tell stories everywhere and correct what you have said, but it will not spread as well as the first story you spread out. I add a little bit here to the story because Dr. Laura told it very quickly. I'm just making it into story more, you know, and because I'm a storyteller. That's part of my culture. So, but this is how to show you the consequences when you allow yourself to be creating one of those energy viruses, or when you pick up on an energy virus. You just don't know where it's going to end. It never ends, because like in the story, those feathers will be found in some little corner somewhere, in somebody's chimney, you know, in many years still. So you have to be very, very careful how you live kind of chaos that has been created in this country, particularly now. That when you catch on to end one of those energy viruses, stop it right there. Don't spread it on. Don't thrive on it. And that's a good way of just ending it right there with you, because you will continue to spread it out and out and out. This is what the virus is. It is beyond our control. So this is a world on fire right now. So viruses are coming up, and that's why I have picked that today to talk about. And I can also say those of the opposite. Now you have the different countries, and certain countries have made it their point to create those energy viruses against a particular person, against a certain leadership, what is good for them. And there are a couple of big powers, and I say it frankly on my podcast, Russia makes a point out of creating those energy viruses to make it somehow better for them. China does the same. Those are the two powers I've seen right now doing exactly that, creating those energy powers, energy viruses for those nice people out there who believe it. You must not believe everything you are saying or hearing, rather. I know those really nice people who have told me, I don't listen to any regular news anymore. I only listen to all those internet news. And those internet news, they are revolutionary most of the times. So if you want to have a harmonious life, make sure you listen to the right news. Yes, the government is not always open with their citizens. I know that. I know it firsthand. And that's the way to make sure you are not creating chaos. But then you have those other news stations outside of the official news. They are intending to create a chaos out there. So you have to be very, very careful. And when the leadership says, oh, I like chaos. I think it's fun with chaos. I think that's great with chaos. Watch out, because they have someone supporting them in that purpose, in that goal. So a virus in you when you started, and when you started on yourself, for instance, is a thought process of your mind. So you can control how you are feeling about those viruses. So like I talk about the man who had this virus in him that he had created, that he had an incredible lack of money. I found out later he didn't. He was just insecure of himself at the time. But then I have those who have this lack of something else, lack of company. It's one thing we people are terrified of, and that is being poor and being sick and being alone. But I can say you never need to be alone. First, you fix your thoughts, meaning that you have to feel that you are not alone. You are picking this company called I Am the Light, and feel you have always a friend in the light. This is something that you have within you. And I can tell you, it truly and really works. People are surrounded by a lot of people, and I know so many of the big stars out there. They're so lonely, they have no friends, because how could they trust people out there? Because everyone wants to be part of their fame and their riches. That's what it is. And they say, how can I trust anyone that they like me for me? So I say, well, like you first. If you're happy with you, you will be happy with those people you know already, because you already have you, your light in you as your best friend. And that is the foundation for a whole good life, but also for a good society. If everyone in a city or everyone in a country would feel that way, we wouldn't have the following of those crazy people who want to create problems everywhere. You know very well that, for instance, now, like our big, what used to be our enemy called Russia, and Russians are not bad people. I know wonderful Russians, the most loving and helpful and caring people. I have been in Russia long enough to know that Russia is a group of people, a community, I would say, of people who have been under bad leadership. And this is happening now. And the leadership is called fear. They are put under fear. And fear makes us do a lot of bad things. And we see this in this world on fire right now. It's fear. Oh, what can happen to us now? And they have a leader who said, yes, I will defend you. But with the wrong energies. So, yes, we live in a crazy time, but this is where it is. And I'm going to think now that we actually can, through our own acceptance of a higher force of the good, that maybe we can get over all this. Because what we have been doing, we have allowed this energy virus of fear and fear to dominate us. And hatred, of course, that's a very strong energy. So we have to apply what I call the law of grace, the divine law, that all things of the good will work together, because the things of the bad, of the negative, they can't work together. They will have conflicts with among them and within them all the time. This is what the virus is. It's separating itself within it. And you have more and more chaos within it. Just like the coronavirus. Just the same thing. One way, one day it's that symptom. Next day it's another symptom, another symptom. That is what we are going through right now. We are going through a war of energy. So we have to start to build up a new type of energy. We already have that within us. The love and light energy is already within us. For some people, very, very deep down, they have covered it up, but somehow you have that creation within you. And that is what I believe we should pull out more and more and accept more and more and more in our world of so many destructive weapons. There is so much good we can do among ourselves, for ourselves, and for others. How often do you sit down in meditation and send light out to the world? Have you tried that? This is how we should start to defend our countries. We should start to build up energies of the good together, creating the good, because that can overcome everything. Darkness cannot overcome everything. It can only overcome those who are already in doubt. This is what it is. So you can do so much on your own to make your life a good life, to make your world a better world. But you have to get hold of you properly. I feel pretty good today. Yesterday, I felt awful, and I'll tell you exactly why. It started in the morning that the phone rang. I answered the phone, but I was so irritated answering because the phone call had woken me up. I thought, well, who calls up this early in the morning? This is really not a good call. I thought to myself. So I said my usual hello and was very curious. Who is it who calls like this in the middle of the night almost? And it was a woman, and she said, oh, you're home. Good. Because I have my workers, my technicians are standing at your front door. They're trying to get you, you know. Are you home? Yes, I'm home, and this is my house phone. So everything was fine. I said, but then I looked at the time, it was 10 o'clock. And I knew those technicians were coming to fix my both my washer and dryer and just put in new parts in them. And I couldn't believe what happened. I'm up awake like 7:30 properly every morning and not necessarily out of bed and dressed, but I'm always awake. I let in my workers and they fixed my machines and were out again. All was fine. But that whole day yesterday was like a lost day. Why? Because I had taken a sleeping pill in the evening because I wanted, you know, I went to bed earlier than usual. I always go to bed late, but this time I gone to bed early because I wanted to catch up on my sleep somehow. I've been sleeping very little lately. So I just wanted to do that, and I took that sleeping pill and went to bed early, and I had a night of heavy sleep with lots of dreams, which of course dreams are not coming to you unless you have a light sleep, I was told. So I was sleeping. I didn't hear the doorbell. I didn't hear the knocking on my door. I hear all those things normally. My doorbell is really very strong and goes through the whole house. So this was a heavy sleep. So I eventually heard the phone after it had been ringing a few times, I was told afterwards. So what happened to me? I had been taken over by another power of some kind. It was not my energy. It was the energy of that sleeping pill. And it had to taken away my me, my real me. I wasn't my real me. My real I am all day yesterday. It was a lost day. I couldn't write. I couldn't paint. I didn't have any sessions yesterday because I had those workers that were coming and they were supposed to come in the morning, but in the morning can be between 8 and 12 noon. I was ready for not to do my work in the morning that I usually do. So I felt I could take my pill because I'm very, very sensitive. But I lost me. But I think about you all who are on medications and of some kind that you are not tolerating very well, or if you are drinking too much or you are on any kind of drug out there, that you are not you. You're not allowing the real you to be shining. And that's what is so sad about us. We are not allowing our inner light to shine. We are not allowing us to be us. Because once we are our true selves, we are good people. We really are. I met bad people. I've been taken advantage of by bad people. I met them all the time. But I still believe that people are good. I really, really believe that. I have met too much goodness out there because it is out there and I want to attract the goodness. Of course, sometimes the bad people kind of crack, come through and you have to make that, that you understand that. It doesn't mean they can ruin your life forever, forever. No, because you are in charge and you have decided to be, I am the light. So that is the way I wanted to end this. I'm going to make a little meditation about the light, of the light. And as you know, I always do meditation. Sometimes they're longer and sometimes they're shorter. But they always come to me from the big heart of the universe, from my heart to your heart. So be willing to receive them. I had one man who said, I actually listened to your meditation. I always thought that was like nonsense. But, you know, I played it again and again, and I put it on my phone. Afterwards, you know, so this is what I mean. Don't start to condemn things. Just accept that there is an energy called I am the light. And that works against those bad energy viruses out there. And our world right now is full of those bad energy viruses. They exist among us. And don't you be anyone who kind of promotes that energy virus, and that you will open up for it and bring it out in the world. Please don't. It will not serve you in any way. So thank you very much. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein, and this is my little meditation. Let's see what's given to me. You relax and relax and relax. You take a deep breath and you decide to feel completely calm, deep down into your inner self. And in an instant, you relax your body, your shoulders, your arms, your legs. And when you do, you take a deep breath, completely unintentionally. And you are so relaxed. At this moment, you imagine a big star up in the sky. And you and this star, you are communicating with each other. Yes, you are communicating with your heart. And immediately you feel how that star up in the sky is sending a ray of light across the sky, down upon you. This ray of light goes right into your heart, and you are now sister energies or brother energies or us energies. Yes, you are. I am the light. And you begin to feel how this light in your heart is spreading all over your chest, inside out. And you feel how the light is going through your shoulders, out in your arms, and out in your whole body. You are now breathing light. And you feel so relaxed, so safe. And you decided this very moment to be somebody called I am the light. Yes, you decide for yourself right now to be a creation called I am the light. And you take another deep breath and feel absolutely wonderful about it. And you now want to share this knowledge. You want to share this energy of love and light with the whole world. And you send it out with your open hands and with your open loving heart and with a smile. Yes, and with a smile on your face. You are so very, very grateful for this moment today that you really know that you are I am the light energy, and this is what you are going to allow to come first in your life. See how you can put that first. With all the news you are getting, I am the light. This is you, just you, and how you put yourself in this ray of light that shines over you, completely over you. Yes, I am the light. I am a shining light. And now you send that light from you out in the world through your open hands, even more so because the light has now been more established within you, and you're turning into being of shining light. And this light would attract others of the same. This light will attract wellness. You will feel well and strong about you, about your good ideas. It will inspire you. You will feel so inspired. Yes, so very, very inspired. You will be given more and more of this grace of the universe to inspire you for the good. And you are building good new thoughts. And now you are sharing those thoughts with the world. You are sending these thoughts out in the world to all and everyone. It makes you feel so prosperous. So prosperous and so rich. Everything is so easy in your life. You feel so inspired. And you begin to have one new principle in life. And that is that you can overcome everything with the light. Because the light is on your side when you are charging yourself with the light. And you can do so when you work out of your heart, out of that energy called love and light. And now we are sending out that energy of love and light into this world, into the darkness. And the darkness is going to disappear. It disappears more and more and more. And I see all that green nature is being built up and built up and built up all around us, creating new hope and new energies out there. This is for everyone, you and me and everyone, and it's given to you for free at this very moment. And this is what I call the divine law. There is a law of the divine. It's based on love and light. You can also call it the law of grace. But this is where we have to place ourselves when we are open to overcome all those energy viruses out there trying to destroy our homes, trying to destroy our thoughts, trying to destroy our opinions. No, you be open now for love and light in your life. And now slowly, slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you open your eyes yet again to a new day somehow. Thank you so much for being with me, and I see you very soon, hopefully this time. And this is Helena Steiner-Hornstein. Go to my website, findingyourinnerlight.com or www.bodysoulconnection.com. findingyourinnerlight.com or bodysoulconnection.com. Please read my books. please, 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 because my books carry this energy. Not only in the words, but when you read the words, it will somehow enter into your consciousness. Everyone says so. Even I feel good when I open a page in my book and read it. And I do that from time to time, too. I have my book, Finding Your Inner Light, just sitting there in front of me. And I open up the page and say, did I write that? No, I didn't write that. Spirit wrote it. It's channeled. Everything is channeled except for my own experiences. They're in there, too, and the experiences of others. But no, we are spiritual beings, and we are meant to be spiritual. That's it. Have a wonderful day today. Bye-bye.